Blog Talk Radio.
29 99 69. Merci de nous rappeler. Ciao.
We have the network.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
We have the network.
Vince in the Bay.
We have the network.
Released at the beginning in a couple of weeks at the beginning of September. So, yeah, check it out. And you guys should definitely go to their site. You should definitely go to their site and check it out for yourself and record yourself and submit it to be included as well. And it's an anonymous-themed thing, too, which I guess Atari Teenage Riot is all on the anonymous tip. So that I guess they're encouraging members to be anonymous, too. Well, I guess the theme is Black Flags. One of the things is they're encouraging people to cover their face, not necessarily in a mask, but with a black, like just like a black flag, but it could be a black t-shirt, it could be black fabric, it could be anything as part of their theme. I don't know. Go check out their website and you'll understand what the fuck I'm trying to say. Whatever, dudes. Shouts out to the chat room. Artie's World, Bob Bobbington, Shari Wong, Goose Cream Soup. Goose Cream Soup. Yeah. Good times. You tweeted me earlier, or you tweeted about me. That was kind of cool. I appreciate that. I appreciate the Twitter love. That's always awesome. Join Anonymous One is here. Motormouth News is here. And the Arachnid. And rounding things off with Wendigo. Wait. Wendigo. Okay. Alrighty then, let's take calls, shall we? We've got people waiting patiently on the line. We can talk about whatever you want. I have some topics that are listed there in the little description. We can talk about that stuff. Olivia is apparently things are happening out there in Libya. Apparently, Muammar Gaddafi is in jeopardy of losing his throne. Apparently, rebel forces have converged into Tripoli, but there's no word whether there's, you know, what's his name? Gaddafi's still got his forces out there, and I think they're battling is the Battle of Tripoli right now. So that's happening. Oh my God! And yesterday, there was the Battle of the Bay. The Battle of the Bay was Raiders versus Niners. I don't even know if they play in the regular season, but they had a preseason game today or yesterday, and it got pretty ugly. Raider fans and Niner fans getting in fights in the stands, in the bathrooms, pulling guns, people getting shot in the parking lot. Just insanity. Now, this goes back to my premise that I pound into the ground every night here, that we need to stop hating in the Bay. You know, like, Bart, stop hating in the Bay. Raiders fans, stop hating in the Bay. Niners fans, stop hating in the Bay. If you just stop hating in the Bay, this wouldn't be happening. And then speaking of Bart, of course, Bart protests are going to be happening again tomorrow, apparently. That's going to be interesting. We'll see if the media circus unravels again, or if... We'll see if the media and the police take the bait this time. We can talk about that. Kishu's in the building. She was hanging out with the Chanology kids yesterday. And she might have a report for us, maybe. I don't know if she's awake. And, yeah, in your calls, 347-826-7667. Let's do this. Area waiting patiently. I think this is 815. Caller, you're on the air. What's up? Hello, caller. Blocked number. Hello? I don't know what. Yeah, hey, that's you.
Hey, dude,
what's up?
Chari.
Who's that?
Chari.
Oh, it's Chari. Jesus Christ, Chari.
I'm just very tired.
Yeah, I bet you are. What's it, 5 a.m. there?
6:11. Dude.
I know what I have that might be able to wake you up though.
What? Sorry. Oh, you don't play my song, yay.
you gotta set up this clip though, the song. What are we gonna hear? What is it? What's the name of this artist exactly?
One minute. God, I'm so tired. I can't remember. Let me just find it.
Starts with the B, doesn't it? Bor, okay. Borgor, yeah. Borgor.
Ice cream.
This'll wake you up, dude. I guarantee you this'll wake you up. And we'll come back
And I'm being epic, Bob Bovington.
And hopefully both of us will be a little more alive and ready to go. Wait, ready to do this, all right?
Okay, let's do it.
All right, dude. Okay, so get fired up. Get
okay.
Get a can of Red Bull out or whatever you got to do.
I just drink like a liter of apple cider.
Apple cider?
Apple tizer.
Appetizer?
Apple tizer.
I'm sorry. I don't understand Korean. All right. I'm just going to play the song. Okay? Here we go. This is Ice Cream. Be right back.
Wanna lick my ice cream. All these bitches wanna lick my ice cream. All these bitches wanna lick my ice cream. All these bitches, all these bitches, all these bitches wanna lick my ice cream. All these bitches wanna lick my ice cream. All these bitches wanna lick my ice cream.
Well, why don't you just let them lick it then, dude?
All these bitches,
all right, I get it. We get it. All these bitches, I get it. I hate it when people fuck. Seriously, bro. This track sounds like somebody like farting to get a loop out of it. Out of extra pain. What the fuck? God. What does this end? Does this end? Finally. Oh, my God.
Get off Bart, and you're there.
Bart, punta ka doon.
Bart, and you're there.
Agarra el bar y estás ahí.
Bart, and you're there.
Bart, and you're there.
Bart, and you're there.
Bart, you're there.
Bart, and you're there.
Bart, we're to fight him not.
Bart, and we're there.
Par le pied de Bart, on est là-bas.
Big Bart, you're there.
Bart and you are there.
Bart and you're there.
That's a good line.
It's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show.
All right, I'm back with Shari Wongs. And also, we have another caller here now from area code 704. What's up, area code 704? You're on the air with Vince and Shari.
Hey, Vince, what's up?
Nothing much, bro. What's on your mind tonight? Who are you? What do we call you first?
Q.
Q?
Yeah.
Q, wait, is this Q from before, or is this a new Q?
This is John Q.
John Q. Okay, got it. John Q. Got it, man. Yeah. Good to have you back, dude. What's up? What's on your mind tonight?
Nothing much. Just started calling, see how you're doing, man.
Oh, I'm doing great, bro. Now, if I'm not mistaken, you're the kid who called in here and you had you were having some speech therapy. Was that you?
Yeah.
Yeah, how's that coming along?
I think it's doing pretty good.
Yeah. It does seem to be doing better. Although, you know what has gotten worse is the quality of your connection. I can barely hear what you're saying. It's kind of muffled. Is there anything you can do to rectify that situation?
I'm calling from my cell phone, and
that's a little bit better. Yeah, maybe just speak up into the phone itself rather than talking through your nasal passage.
Is that better?
That's way better, dude. So what's on your mind, bro? John Q. It's been a while. What's shaking?
Nothing much. Just sitting up at 1 a.m. and playing some bass.
Playing bass? Oh, really? Can you do slap bass? Like some funky,
not too well.
James type of shit, like Bootsy Collins. What kind of bass do you play? You play like a rock bassist, or what do you do?
I play just about anything from jazz to blues to funk to rock, just whatever I feel like playing at the time.
Right on. Good times. I love bass. I just said funky. Yes, Shari Wong. Is there a problem with that? Funky?
Old, bro. No.
It's old? Well, I'm fucking old. Hello.
Touche, Jasmine.
What do you expect, dude? So, John Q. Nothing. You've missed a lot, actually. I don't know how long it's been since you've been to the program, but and the time you've been gone, probably Goofy has been in and out of jail.
What?
And the poop tickler is looking to get a timeout. Is he not? Let's go ahead and put him on timeout for a little bit. King Poop Tickler, 2 minutes. 2 minutes for nyoning too much. Scrolling nyon. 2 minutes for scrolling nyon for the King Poop Tickler. 2 minutes.
What
Anywho,
did Goofy go to jail for?
Goofy got in a bar fight, I think, and kicked the shit out of somebody, and then they pressed charges, and I don't know, something to that effect.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of depressing.
But he's back now, and I don't know when he's going to be firing up his show again, but I don't know, maybe if you're out there, Goofy, listening, call in and give us an update. Let us know what's going on with your show, dude. But yeah, he was on here the other night. We had an all-star panel the other night. It was like all the drunks were all on drunk at the same time at one point. It was like Melissa Hopkins, Goofy Bone, Kishu, and a couple of other people, and there's been a whole new wave of new callers that have been calling in over the last couple of weeks. Tonight we have Shari Wongs. He's a new friend of the show. This guy Crappy Tires is all over the fucking place. I don't know where this guy came from, but he just kind of burst onto the scene out of nowhere. At least onto my radar. Let's put it that way. and he's been doing shows and calling into my show. I don't know, I guess he took the night off tonight, but that guy's been just on fire, man. I don't know what that kid's on, but I'd like to have some of it. Although Shari Wong's summarily was it you, Shari Wong's, that doxed him today and he got all butthurt?
No, CSL set the doxing in spite of me.
Oh. But no, you had a little Twitter battle though with the crappy tires. What did
Yeah, he basically called me a pedophile. Even though I'm 15, which makes sense.
Yeah, that was kind of. Yeah, that was kind of questionable. I don't know what the hell was going on. I just caught part of that little back and forth. I don't know what you guys were all butthurt about.
And then
you had doxed him. I thought it was. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Kishu forced me to apologize to him.
Oh, good. Finally, somebody had.
I finally got told off.
Yeah, good. I'm glad cooler heads prevailed, because I see all this public doxing on Twitter. I just think it's childish. I mean, but you're a child though, so that's okay. You can do that. But when I see like the older people getting into it too, it's like, oh, come on, guys. Like, just let their kids
We're all in the same lows, though. Just chilling.
Yeah, exactly. Good times. All right, we scared away John Q. He hung up. Let's go to another caller. Block number. You're on the air. What's going on? Caller,
is that me?
That's you, Goofy Bone. What's up, dude?
Oh, what the fuck? My phone's been acting up lately. Everybody I said is called from. I'm calling from a block number. I ain't calling from no goddamn block number. Am I?
Says 111.
What's up, Vince? All I gotta say is fuck all you Niner fans out there. Motherfuckers tried to jump me yesterday. I was at the game, Vince. Oh man, it was fucking hectic.
Really?
You know,
you were out there at the Battle of the Bay. Oh my god. Tell us about it, dude.
I paid $185 for fucking like where the press box people sit and shit, you know? The little skyboxes. I was there. I was with some chick, and she was there with her work, and everything was fine and dandy. They had drinks there, blah, blah, blah. Well, I went to the bathroom, and I was with this chick. You know, I wanted to get a fucking real beer, not a fucking one of these little conservative in-the-box beers. I wanted to fucking go out and get a real one. So I'm out there, you know, chilling, you know, I'm checking out everybody. Next thing you know, the 40 fucking Niner faggots walk by me and go, fuck the Raiders. So I took my beer and I threw it on them. And I said, fuck the Niners, motherfucker. And these fools came at me, bitch. Thank God I'm big or I would have got my ass beat. Man, I was just swinging, throwing blows. That chick was screaming her fucking head off. And right when I was fighting, there was another, where the little beer thing was. There was, like, the bathroom. There was another fight in there. And then I fucking look around. There's more people fucking fighting. I mean, it was like a war out there and shit. But fuck, I saw this one fool. He had, like, I'm not going to say buck teeth, but I made him look like a fucking bowling alley, you know, when you fucking split and there's two fucking pins on the side. I fucking decked him so hard, my fucking hands hella hurt and shit. Fucking, I decked his ass. And I was like, fuck, all this for a fucking beer, man. And that chick, she's all, thank God you didn't do that in front of my work people. I was like, oh, yeah, fuck. But shit, I didn't give a fuck. It's the fucking Raiders versus the Niners, man. Shit, that's the Battle of the Bay right there, people.
Yeah, it's literally a battle. We take that shit serious here. It's blood. There were two people that were brought to the hospital in the Battle of the Bay. Multiple shootings. That's right. The Raiders and Niner fans don't take no guff. It's murder out there.
Fuck, Vince. I was about to fucking bring my gun to you. I was like, should I bring it? I was like, nah, I'm on a date. I'm not going to fucking do this shit. But fuck it. I should have. Next time I am, that's guaranteed. Guaranteed.
That's right, my brother. An autumn wind is finally upon us.
The autumn wind is here. Football season is right around the corner. Even though we're sitting in the preseason bullshit, pretty soon you're going to see the regular season right here live on any local station that's representing your team.
Did you just morph into Randy Macho Man Savage?
Ooh, yeah, brother. I'm telling you. Fucking Raiders, baby. Raiders. Ooh, yeah.
Jesus Christ. All right, kids. If you want to join this cavalcade of mediocrity, 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm on here with Goofy Bone, and we're talking about, right now we're talking about the Battle of the Bay. That's right. There was multiple shootings and multiple scuffles in the stands and the bathrooms and the aisles, you name it. And Goofy was there. He was
getting jumped. Say it. Getting jumped.
You got jumped, but you know, you made it out alive. It couldn't have been that bad.
Oh, yeah, but, I mean, it's still considered a jump if there's, more than one person, going on in a fight. You know, one-on-one, that's a fight. But, fuck, four against one, that's a jump. But, shit, I'm used to that shit because, fuck, around here in San Jose, no motherfucker could take me out one by one. So, fuck, they're going to have to jump my ass. But, fuck, thank God I wasn't drunk, though. I'm telling you, man. It was fucking not even halftime when that shit happened. Fuck, and when they fight people, I'm going to tell to your viewers out there, when you fight, just go all balls out. Who gives a fuck? You know what I'm saying? Nobody's recording, thank God. Well, actually, I wish that Brad would have recorded because I actually look good fucking fighting these fucking fools, even though I got banged up in the back of the head a couple times, but it ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? Nothing. Yeah, motherfucker, I'm a gangster, bitch. Fucking king poop tickler. Y'all motherfuckers are fucking fake. Y'all trolls dare to fucking come outside the box and fucking handle somebody? Fucking jump my ass. I wish you motherfuckers would. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, I'm going to keep my mouth shut. I'm probably in the motherfucking green room.
No, you're not in the green room. But let's see who else we have here. We have another caller.
I'm a media whore now.
Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. What's up? Hello,
hey,
caller. Hey, what's up? Who's this?
Reefer, Nut Bashers.
Reefer from Nut Bashers. What's up, dude?
Yeah. Not much. Just calling in, saying hey.
Yeah, do you have anything special to report?
You know what? I do. Cyberwar News and your Anna News and myself are teaming up for some cool operation kind of thing coming up. Man, whenever I call it gets like really fucking quiet.
We're just listening intently. So is this something you can give us some details about, or is it kind of wait and see, or what's up?
We'll give you some details. The main idea is I'm trying to get a lot of the underground news sources together, as well as some like overworld kind of normal news sources together, like ones that are based mainly on fact, less opinion, and kind of bring together a bit of a syndication so we'll have our own site and bring in news stories from every one of the affiliates, so you can have a huge overflowing mass of news coming in and just have to go to one spot to get it all. The domain's going to be thenews.info, which we're going to be buying probably sooner or later. Probably we're thinking of asking you to be one of the affiliates too.
I'm happy to contribute in any way I can. I have been more than happy to lend whatever I can to various alternative underground news outlets. I've had plenty of people. I've had tons of people on the show, such as yourself. I've had, the guys from Chronicle.su, they're regulars on this show, and they call in and, hype up whatever their latest hot story is. And I have that chick, I've had, what's her name, Jamie from Pressstorm. She's been on here a couple of times. There's a couple other people that have that same sort of niche thing. I think it's great. I think the more the merrier, and I'm happy to contribute to any and all causes that I find intriguing and interest and fascinating or whatever. And those outlets I think are great, and I certainly will
We'll be curious to see where this news webs, whatever the hell it was you said it was. I hope see how that turns out.
Yeah, like the main idea is like, so you don't have to go here, there, and everywhere for one or two stories. So you can just go to one place and get all of your fun old news all at one spot. And with that, it'll be a bigger site, probably bring in some more people, which will inevitably bring in some non-underground people, maybe open their eyes a little bit, show them that not all underground is stabbing, hacking, and raping.
Right.
Yeah.
I hear you. So what are some of the topics that are floating around out there that are on your radar that you're really jazzed about right now? Like what's happened the last day that you can...
Well, the whole BART thing, oh, that's pretty funny. Just because I'm GROL FCC certified, so I have to know like pretty much just about all the fucking radio laws and phone laws there are.
Mm-hmm.
And so hearing this shit about them thinking about just saying, oh, you know what, fuck your phone service and shit, just kind of makes me laugh thinking that. Because according to FCC regulations in Article 47, Article 47 is like 1,000 pages, but in there it says that any disruption of public cellular service is against the law and must be repaired within 72 hours of notice, or there's fining and all that fun stuff, unless it's under the possibility of, like, saying a jail or something where justice could be fucked up with and stuff.
Oh, I don't doubt that this is gonna be played out in the courts and be challenged back and forth.
Yeah.
And it'll be interesting to see what comes out of it. What I think is the bigger issue here to me with BART is they are lacking of incompetence as far as like handling this from a PR angle.
Oh yeah.
Complete PR nightmare for these people. They're making
it
worse. Yeah, you're live, dude.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and I just think that I don't even care about the law. Like, sure, fine, whatever. If they don't want people on the platform, they think it's unsafe, fine. Don't obviously, you know, they made it worse by cutting the cell phone service, and I think they realized that because when they had the protests last Monday, they didn't cut the cell phone service. They just shut down the station, but still, like they're not going to make that mistake again. Although they're having this public meeting on Wednesday to talk about potential future shutdowns.
Oh yeah.
And I don't know. I feel like that's just a trap, to be honest. Like like they don't need to have a public hearing. They just want people to come forward and give their names and know who that they can who these rabble rousers are. That's all they want. Yeah, they want to find out all the names of all the people that have their gripes and stuff so they can keep an eye on them is essentially what they want. All they have to do is just not turn off the cell phone service again. It's really easy. Just don't do it, all right? And I think this Lyndon Johnson dude is just making things 10 times worse every time he opens his mouth. I mean, he seems sad.
Do you know where Lyndon Johnson came from?
I don't know if I want to, but where?
Oh no! What I'm saying is, you know where his job before the BART thing? He used to be a news anchor on Channel 11, NBC 11.
Are you kidding
really?
Me?
I'm dead
That's
serious.
Crazy. Man.
I don't remember him being on there. Really?
He used to do the morning show with Brett Cannon and Laura Garcia Cannon. I kid
wow.
you not. Look it up.
Wow. Oh, I believe you. I believe you. Yeah. Yeah, he certainly didn't pick up any PR skills.
There was I don't know if you heard about this, but there was a leak. Somebody hacked Warner Brothers and leaked a bunch of pictures of some. And Cyberwar News had them up on their site. And Warner Brothers emails them saying, hey, you got to take that shit down. If you have any questions or comments, call this number. And he gave me the number, so I called it. And I'm like, Cyberwar News' legal advisor, and we would like some compensation for taking this down. And I ended up bullshitting my way to the senior vice president, who hardly spoke English. Sound like they're outsourcing their fucking executives out to India. And she
oh no, a lot of the executives are Indian.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, Vikram Pandit.
Most of my managers were.
Or no, he's City. I think he's Citicorp, maybe. Anyways, go ahead, continue.
Yeah, so Thren's suing us, and so we said, oh, well, we'll take it down. We'll take it down when we get to it. Because, I mean, if you can't give us any money, we have no reason to get to it right now because we got some other shit to do that will make us money. And they said, well, if you don't get it down in, like, the next so-and-so hours, we'll do something. And so later that day, as we were sitting doing nothing because we really aren't that busy, his site got his IRC got this huge DDoS. Like, I mean, I couldn't imagine how big it was. It was like at least 1,000 botnets just flooding it. And a few other sites that just happened to be hosting those images also got a nice size DDoS. And I don't know. We don't really know who it was or if it was Warner Brothers, but I just thought that was kind of funny. Something worth sharing.
Yeah, don't, dude. The cyber war is on, bro. It's,
oh, yeah.
It's here. Let's see. Let's take another call. We got another caller here on hold. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. What's up? Who's this?
Kyoto, what's up, Vince?
Aw, yeah. Kyoto in the building. Nothing much, dude. Just kicking it here on a Sunday night. What's on your mind, dude?
Oh, man. I just got back from a little working vacation. And I'm tanned, rested, and ready, dude. We came up with a really great idea. We're going to put together a news aggregator site. And it's going to be awesome. Basically, we're going to steal content from, like, TMZ and USA Today. Basically, any media outlet that publishes content at or below a fourth-grade reading level, what we're going to do is aggregate all of that. And then we're going to have we've got this, like...
Don't tell Matt Drudge about this. Don't tell Matt Drudge about this, okay?
It's called...
Or Andrew Breitbart. Don't tell Andrew Breitbart about this either, okay? Just between
us. It's going to be great. We're going to basically we've got this group of Pakistani kids that will work for, like, clean water, only clean water. And what we're going to do is when we steal this content, right, we're going to have them make memes out of it, right? So not any original content, of course, just, like, recycle the same old thing. And then we're going to spam B with this, you know, today's news in memetic form. Look at some radical shit, dude. Hack, stab, and slash, we're going to call it. And then we're going to make $1 million a day and sell T-shirts and license the memetic form of other people's work for profit. What do you think?
I'm in, dude. Do you need Yeah, you need an announcer or somebody to do, like, voiceover for the website or anything?
Fuck yeah, dude. We could use somebody to roll joints, too. That's the other position we're hiring for right now is just somebody to keep rolling joints because it breaks down the creative process when you have to take, like, 15 minutes, 20 minutes out, you know, and none of us smoke blunts, which would be the obvious option.
Yeah, I hear you, man.
Yeah.
Preaching to the choir,
so no,
bro.
Good times. You rocking with the fucking Bart and... in the Bay, man.
Dude,
it's
so
crazy
coming back
and, like, hearing all the bullshit. And I heard two people got killed at that game.
At the game? I don't know if they got killed.
They didn't get killed.
Some guy got shot in the stomach. And
that won't kill you.
He actually got in his car and drove like around the parking lot and went to a medic station. But I don't think anybody was killed, though. But there's just, like, on YouTube, I saw at least three or four different isolated videos, like one in the stands, one in the bathroom, one in the parking lot. It was gnarly, dude. It's fucking crazy, man. It's the goddamn Battle of the Bay. And the Bay has just fucking been on fire lately. I don't know what the hell is going on. I don't know if there's something in the air or what. It's summer, dude. It's the summer of lulls. It's the summer of lulls, man. We should all be lulling through this. We shouldn't be hating in the Bay. Come on, yo. Seriously. Anyway, I had a fantastical time on Friday. It was great to just party and rock out with the coup. And I'm going to share some of that with you right now. I have a couple more clips I'm going to play throughout the show. But if you want to join me, 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm going to take a little brickety break here, play some live coup for you from the show on Friday, and then be back to talk some more shit. 347-826-7667. This is the bye, the bye, the bye, the bye.
Yeah, we could funk you hard like that. we got a lot of ways to funk it. We can even do it something. We still keep that beat up in it. It's almost like a whisper.
Everybody tell your lies. Tell me y'all got a final cut. Everybody get the shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party. Everybody tell your lies. Tell me y'all got a final cut.
Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party. Everybody tell your lies. Tell me y'all got a final cut. Everybody get your shit started. Everybody say you're not good. Tell me y'all can fight a war. Everybody get your shit started. Y'all motherfucking quiet time.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA, it's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show.
Motherfucking Jazz, Vince in the Bay, back taking your calls for another hour and 10 minutes. That's right. Shouts out to Crappy Tires, who's I think listening but not chatting. He just tweeted me. Who else do we have to say? If you tweet me, I'll give you a shout out. Shouts out to VidCon World CEO, the Wongs, Artie's World, Naked Idea. Crappy Tires already said his ass. Lederman Divine, Black Canseco, Geopool, and a bunch of other people. Okay, cool. Good times. If you want to join the convo, 347-826-7667 is the numero. I have with me on the line with Goofy Bone in the building, as well as Kyoto and major Woot action there. And now we have Kishu calling in, checking in, presumably from the bar. What's up, Kishu?
Yes, I'm just really tired, really fucking already drunk.
Oh, already drunk?
Wild. Yeah.
I talked to you.
I drank a whole pint on my way down here, dude.
Wow, that's impressive. Yeah. Jesus.
Tell me about it. I needed it, though. It's been a long day. I'm tired. Last night was a wild night. Fucking crazy. Crazy time.
I bet. Good times.
I slept at a hotel with some random kids and hotel party and ran through a fountain and fucking all drunk and fucking, I don't know, had to give some dude the smackdown and be like, look, I got a man. It was a good time.
Hey,
oh, my God. I get so fucking, like, out of control horny, and then when it actually comes to, like, having sex with somebody, I just don't do it. I'm like, fucking, I'm just fucking losing my mind. That's all there is to it. Oh, anyways, what's going on? What's going on the show tonight?
Well, we got Goofy Bone. Goofy Bone was giving us a report about the Battle of the Bay. He was on. He was jumped by some 49er fans. Goofy,
49 faggots, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
49 faggots.
The pink team. He was jumped by the pink team. Goofy got beat up by the pink team today, kids. That's right.
And if you guys see any YouTube videos, I'm wearing a black Raiders jersey with number 14. It says Goofy Bone on the back. So, I mean.
Number 14? Really?
Yeah, why not?
Wow.
Why not, Vince? I paid
number 14.
NFL.com.
Who wore number 14? Anybody?
I don't think so, to be honest with you.
It's kind of it's
anybody who wasn't famous.
All right, I got to look into the Raiders archive and find out who wore number 14. While I'm doing that, let's take another call. 843, you're on the air with Goofy Bone. What's up?
Hey, Vince. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fantastical. Who are you and what's on your mind?
Oh, my name's Tyson. Actually, I'm on the East Coast, deep south. And quite honestly, there were, at the San Francisco-Oakland game, two people shot, of course, young men. I would particularly say they were black. And another man was found beaten unconscious in the restroom during the game as well. The story's got to get right. And quite honestly, Vince, I've been listening to your show. It's a good show. Dude, you have a great radio voice and so forth. But, man, you're not going to make it if you get all these idiot stoners on your show all the time. It just doesn't make sense.
It's a good thing you called in. It's a good thing you called in. Why don't you let's
use ex stoner. Okay.
I wonder how far down this caller's throat I can shove my cock. I'm pretty sure
that's intelligent.
Yeah.
That's absolutely intelligent. And let me, tell me the actual definition of aggregate.
Average?
Tell me the definition of aggregate. So your last caller was
All right, everybody, simmer down for a second. Let's all just take a chill pill here for a second. All right, we got Kyoto on the line. Kyoto is a regular caller. He brings a lot of insight and intrigue to the conversation. He also brings a lot of quick wit and dark humor. And that's just sort of what he brings to the table. Tonight he decided to be a troll, and that's his prerogative. And I'm sorry you caught him on a night when he was not postulating about, Akira Kurosawa films for 3 hours on end. But tonight he decided he was going to take a little puff of the Magic Dragon and have some fun, call into the Vince in the Bay show and get some lulls. And I'm sorry if you want to have, Charlie Rose sit down roundtable discussion. We do have that. It's available in the green room sometimes, hosted by Melissa Hopkins. This conversation goes anywhere it wants to go. And if somebody's not going to call in with something worthwhile talking about, then we'll just shoot the shit and act like idiots. It's the internet. That's our right to. That's my right to do so. And I appreciate the love and the concern, and I'm glad that you called in. I'd love to get a name, just anything I can call you, so we can begin some sort of civil dialogue on some sort of level.
Oh sure, Vince. Like I said, yeah, you seem very professional, and again, great radio voice.
Right, I platitudes aside, what can I call you?
I don't hide behind synonyms. My name's Tyson Milbert.
Tyson, that's right. You told me Tyson. All right, I have to. I'm not good with names. I have to.
I thought it would show up in your call list. I'm
oh
sorry.
No. Of course not. No, I have to. I can label your name, so now I can.
Oh, okay. Tyson.
And just like I labeled Kyoto's name, so I know it's Kyoto, because he's in charge of his own personal identity and security, and he takes precautions, and so I have to label him Kyoto, so I know he's there. Just like I have to label you Tyson, so I know you're there. And now you.
Oh no, there's no security with me.
and yeah. So what's on your mind tonight, Tyson? What do you want to talk about?
Well, I was trying to get the gist of your show. Quite honestly, it's not necessarily political. It seems to be more revolved around the Bay Area and so forth. My sister used to live out in San Francisco as well, but she had to get out. But you know, I just wanted to get a feel for what your show was about. I just can't grasp the gist of it.
Yeah, neither can I. When I do, I'll sorry, bro.
Hell,
it's the internet.
Man.
It's a late night internet call-in show. I like to start things off with a topic. And then take it from there. But, you know, I can't control what the people calling me want to talk about. If they don't want to talk about Libya, I'm not going to force them to talk about Libya.
Now, why would you want to talk about Libya? I mean, really, honestly, it's a shitstorm over there. You know, I'd rather talk about, you know, more on the political side, since you guys are so far away from Washington, D.C. Have you ever been to Washington, D.C., Vince?
I've been to Washington, D.C. many, many times, yes. Multiple times.
Okay. All right. I grew up in that area. I was inside the Beltway, is what they say. And I was just talking to another show, and they were a little bit more political than what you were, and how they were talking about the politicians and how they control things and so forth. And what they don't understand is it's not the politicians. It's the people behind the politicians. It's, you know, the elite mega billionaires that is controlling things in this
And that's
country.
Spelled I-337, by the way. I-337.
You got it. Yep, you know. You
or no,
know.
1-1-3-3-7. I'm sorry, 1-3-3-7. My bad.
1-3-3-7.
Yeah.
And how they have the politicians in their back pocket. They got their lobbyists. They got the, you know, the judges also being paid off and so forth. And I didn't know if you guys ever went political or so forth. It seems to be a topic that gets, you know, people's hair on the back of their neck to go up. So I don't know. I was just giving that out.
Yeah, I don't like to veer off too far into Alex Jones land. I like to keep things on the rails here. But, hey, I'll go there if – I love to talk about conspiracies. Speaking of Alex Jones, I was at this BART protest a week ago on Monday, and I came out there in support of those protesters, and I swear to God, I felt like I was living in an Alex Jones film for like 3 or 4 hours. It was insanity. I could not believe the media and police state orgy that unfolded in the streets of San Francisco on Market Street that day. I swear to God, if I were all those reporters and all those police officers and the people that were in charge of ordering those people to come out that day,
mm-hmm.
I'd be fucking
mm-hmm.
ashamed of myself. I'd be fucking ashamed. All the taxpayer dollars that they wasted, all the media focus that it could have been on fucking the killing of these people that we were all
mm-hmm.
protesting about in the first place. If
mm-hmm.
you know, all this fucking shitstorm of media and police coverage for a handful of people with plastic masks on. It's a disgrace. They should be ashamed of themselves. BART, the police, the media, you all should be fucking ashamed of yourselves. Where, again, this is my mantra, again, for 2011, where are the adults? Where did the adults go? Are they on vacation? Is everybody off on vacation? Is everybody in fucking Cabo? What the fuck is happening? Where did the fucking people with their heads on go to? Because they're not fucking in charge of the media or the police, because they diverted way too much fucking if I was a taxpayer in San Francisco or California or the United States for that matter, because they had federal agents out there guaranteed, I would be fucking pissed off as a taxpayer that my resources were put into a fucking handful of kids with fucking plastic masks. Are you fucking shitting me?
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. This is the case where they cut off the communications for the cell phones and so forth? Or I'm off base with this?
Say that again?
There was an issue. I'm sorry. I don't have my notes in front of me. There was a protest.
I'm going to put you in the green room. You figure it out, Tyson. Kyoto, did you catch any of this BART shit while you were on your vacation?
Yeah, I absolutely did.
I don't think I've talked to you since. What's your take on all of it?
I think that my understanding is that what Bart made was a request that cell phone service be temporarily disabled, and that they made that elective request of the telcos, right? And they, of course, acquiesced. And, you know, to me, the and so that they're not actually breaking the law by doing this. Now, I wonder if the, you know, if the final responsibility for this will not end up resting with Bart, but with Verizon and AT&T, right, and the other cell phone providers who decided to fulfill the request. But I don't, you know, I'm not sure where that accountability comes from, right? There's nothing saying that a private provider of service can't disable that service for some period of time. I mean, and to me, that's the larger issue, right? They've demonstrated that they will work with a locality without the, you know, the stated federal requirement, right, of intervention at that level to eliminate cell phone service based on a request. So, you know, to me, it's the larger pattern of lack of accountability of BART, right? I mean, it's okay, yeah, they shut down cell service to stymie, you know, public dissent. Okay, well, they've also killed a lot of people. They taser at will. They've beaten the shit out of people, you know, minors, and over very minor infractions. And they have continually refused to be held accountable by the public for their actions. And, you know, I'm hoping that out of this, right, comes some actual accountability for BART. Because as it stands, they can yeah, they could do whatever they want, and no one says shit. I mean, people say shit, they turn out, you know, shake their fists, and then it's business as usual. So, you know, that's actually my hope, Vince, and I think that's the only key to reforming BART is getting some, you know, citizen oversight. Quite honestly.
Yeah, Tyson, are you still there?
Yes, sir. No, the reason they cut off. Hello? Are you there? Can
ahead.
You hear me?
I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Wonderful, wonderful. No, the reason they cut off, and this comes from your other viewers and listeners, the reason they cut off communications is because of all the shit that happened over in London. That was the thing. Because they were having, in Parliament, they were having discussions that most of the rioters were communicating on the Twitter and Facebook and other social networks to organize and riot. And I think they did this as a last-ditch effort to dismantle what they feared was going on. And, of course, what they feared was is us coming about and saying, this is bullshit, we're not going to fucking take it anymore.
Do you think that the perceived threat rose to clear and present danger? Do you think it posed a clear and present danger to the people of San Francisco and property owners?
No, this is a whole course of oppression. You know, control. This is all under control, and they all control us. We don't know where we think we have a choice. And freedom and rights and so forth. No, we don't. They control, we follow. And that's always been. And whenever a little skirmish comes about, when we, you know, deny it, they want to start controlling us. And it's out of fear. It's out of fear. They're you know, fearful that, you know, their true colors are going to come through.
I have a feeling we're going to be joined by OpNoPro. This is going to get real interesting. Let's see if he's here. Wait, hang on. Who's this caller? You called in like 5 minutes ago. You're on the air. What's up?
I forgot to press the button.
Yeah, dude.
How
what
fuck
the fuck
is that?
There he is.
I was just
OpNoPro.
Hey, Vance. Good to talk to you, man.
Good to have you back, bro.
And the other people.
Yeah,
I hope
and
it
other
doesn't
people.
Break
Tyson?
Up. It got real shitty on crappy. Is it getting shitty again?
I don't know. Every time I'm on Twitter, you tweet me back that some sort of shit's going on. So I just presume it's always shitty, especially if you show up.
Thank you. I love you too. I'm asking about the connection. I guess it's okay. Not a problem.
Oh, the connection. Oh yeah, your connection's great, dude. Yeah, you sound loud and clear. You're fine. You're on with Tyson, Kyoto, and I believe Goofy Bone still. Goofy, are you still there?
Still here, Vince.
Goofy's still in the building. Yeah. And then we have one other caller who's kind of quiet over there. Who's the other caller?
Reefer.
Of course.
It's just a bunch of us stoners, right?
Tyson's trying to be cool, but Tyson's wanting to get trolled.
Might as well just call it up and smoke. Anyway.
Wait. I gotta throw one thing in. I do not smoke. I am totally clean.
Right on, brother.
Hey, I am too. I'm down to one vice. All I have left is coffee. That's it. I'm done. That's it. After coffee.
Yeah, I know that feeling. Yeah.
So what's on your mind tonight, Obno Pro?
Well, first of all, Goofy, thanks for the music. I heard something about 4 or 5 days ago. It was really cool. One of your songs or something that Vince was playing. That was nice.
I heard your
alcoholic rant on the parking lot that you gave about half an hour ago, 40 minutes ago. Nice work. Moron, you are a moron. Are you the one talking about England being the reason why they shut the phones down?
Exactly.
Oh, no, it's not
because
that.
Go ahead.
It's not exact, sir. The situation that was occurring in England, which probably had more to do later at the riots than afterwards at the mall, and what you saw in the last couple of days, had more influence by BART going in the opposite direction. Kind of influence stopped way through the tee out in Boston, man. The situation that was occurring in England has nothing to do whatsoever with the stupid decisions that were made by BART in curtailing the phone service. What's interesting in Canada and other countries that I live in, which is a multiple personality schizophrenic comment, the only thing that they allow you to have when you do not pay your phone bill in several countries is you still have the service of calling 911 and the service of calling your telco for emergency purposes only to, one, talk to them about the credit department so they can slap you again, or, two, technical support in case 911 goes down. These two critical services we have a right to receive forever because that is the safety, it's safe passage in cyberspace. That is never turned off or should never be turned off. Even when you don't pay your bill, your phone should work. And the fact that BART or that the people pay more attention when somebody turns off their fucking cell phone than when a guy gets nailed and killed on the fucking platform is ridiculous. So let's get that to the side already because obviously we're getting incensed over the wrong issues. I don't know where our fucking priorities went, but Vince, you got one of the old ones on the phone now. And the situation of doing a op bar two tomorrow and one every week until this stupidity goes away, no, they do not have the right to contact the cellular phone companies and make a decision to basically shut off 100% of the service as a kill switch, is what it's referred to as what's done in Egypt and other countries. This is not a nuclear attack. This is not anything that's so serious that I heard the rumor today that somebody had found a really incredible FBI document or something on the train, and he could not call it in, could not call the BART service to say that there was a confidential document on that train that was going around, and when he got to the platform, he wanted to get it out of his hands and over to the people that were there in San Francisco, and he couldn't make a phone call, and he was sitting with some kind of bullshit anonymous psychological profiling of the leaders of LulzSec, what kind of crap. But anyway, he finds this document on the train, and he can't call BART to tell him? Jesus. So now they're even turning off the service that might assist them in getting some significant information. It might keep the protests a little bit more under control, since everybody's got a right to protest. But go ahead.
Let me ask you a quick question. Do you know who David Cameron is?
I know Jim. Does that mean I can throw
$200 million?
No.
Who is David Cameron?
I don't know, man. Do I need to know him?
Cameron. Yeah.
No, you have to submit it in the form of a statement, not a question.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Same Jeopardy.
He's the Prime Minister of England, or the UK, it's the United Kingdom. And he stated, and if you go to parliament.uk, you can actually see everything that was talked about in the House of Lords. Social media was what that organized the riots. They were scared. So these idiots, Bart, whoever, decided to close down the social media of these organizations by using BlackBerry Communications, which is a closed network. They were not able to use that to alert and organize their police.
Do you believe everything you read that comes out of the House of Lords?
I'm watching it. This is actually a verification.
No, I understand.
It's not
understand,
like our
but...
government. Everything is like hidden in our government in the UK, which I'm a second generation. My family is in Manchester. They had to go through this shit. Okay? So
Good luck on your hockey games, man. Wow. Okay.
They don't play hockey.
I mean, my family's
football.
A United. Do you want to get into it right now? You know, we'll do a Manchester United. That's a fuck. Anyway.
Winning.
Okay, look. If you look into it, I'm sorry I don't know James Cameroon cookies, but the situation
it's
at
David.
10 Downing Street and everything
David.
That's happening out there.
H-I-T.
Okay, well, setting all those cons aside, it really boils down to the fact that it's the United States technology and in coordination with several other countries that created the kill switch in general. So if we look at the technology that's being involved here, it has very little to do with shenanigans that came out of the UK at 10, you know, take a dump street and all the other shit. That's got nothing to do with it. The fact that they're talking about it now is inconsequential. They fucked up 240 years ago. So if they can't keep their own shit together and the riots and everything else, I'm certainly not going to listen to them about how Bart is as incompetent as it comes. And if you think for a second that we are getting messages from, you know, guys that ride horses and hit things, you're crazy. That is not where it's coming from. And I'm glad that you think it is, because maybe you'll have a better chance of getting this back on track, because it's stupid. And the point of it is, it doesn't matter who made the decision, it's a poor decision. It absolutely hurts everybody involved, all sides.
I don't know, winning, anyone?
There you go, OpNoPro. Yeah, Tyson, what do you think about that?
Well, no, I'm in totally agreement with you. You should not be able to cut off the communications. I'm saying these assholes did it because of the riots in London. They made a quick judgment. They were like, okay, oh, shit, you know, the riots in London is because of social media. We got to do something right now. And that's why they did it. And, of course,
that's
they fucked up.
That's incredible. Tyson, that's incredible. When I was paying my taxes to pay for Bart in 1967, when I was at Merritt College with Bobby Seale and Huey Newton, you think we talked about this kind of bullshit when we were doing the marches down Market Street and everywhere else, 100,000, 200,000 deep? You think we cared about our cell phones then that was sending a direct message to Bart? This is not new. Vince brought it up before. This has been going on, Vince, I think, for at least 46 years I can talk about.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you got in, Vince, and paying taxes for that stupid train?
Bart has been around as far as I can remember.
That's right. I mean, it was there in 67 when People's Park was going down. We were building
it. Totally. Yeah.
So fuck that shit, man. If you think a meeting in England in the last month or the last year or the last decade has anything to do as a reference point of why Bart and Bay Area cops have a tendency to overreact when they are uncomfortable with a lot of numbers around them, because it's always been the same. You get a lot of numbers around them, and they react like scared animals, as anybody would. Anybody would. They are cornered. And it's not nice, but it's impolite to turn off communications. Impolite, illegal will eventually come out. And it's irrational when you're running a service. I don't care who owns it, the government, corporate, private,
the government owns it.
We know who owns it, okay? I said I don't care who does.
Well,
we know who owns it.
You should care. You should fucking care who does, because they have your livelihood. They have your communications. They're able to go ahead and cut everything else. You know, the next thing that we are only going to be able to rely on are two freaking tin cans and a piece of string.
I don't get down like that.
Neither do I, LT. Let's take another call. Area code 931, you just called in. What's up? What's on your who are you? What's on your mind?
Hey, man, I better be careful about what I say because my tin cup and my string are tapped.
Oh, my God.
I don't get down like that.
Don't worry. LT's not listening. This is a secure line, bro. You're cool. It is old Brutus from Chronicle.su. Good to have you on the show, bro. It's been a while. How are you feeling?
Hey, man, I'm pretty good. Thanks for asking. I know we don't have much time here. I just wanted to say hello to the events and hello to the panel. How's everybody doing?
Well, we have a fantastical panel tonight. We got Opno Pro in the building, Tyson, Kyoto, Reefer, and Goofy Bone. All in the building right now with you, old Brutus.
Cool, man. It's nice to be talking with you all. I know we don't have much time, so I won't say much. I'm Twitter.com at Twitter.com/8fiend. If you guys want to follow me, I've been following you.
Yeah, I caught your latest article you guys have over there at Chronicle.su. Do you want to talk about that real quick?
Shit, which one is it? The one about the video game? I haven't read today's article. I just got in.
There was one I saw about, it was a Seinfeld, but it said anonymous, but it was in the Seinfeld sort of meme thing. That article, dude. Oh, what's up with that, dude? I directed some people there, and they came back, and they're like, what the hell was that? I was like, dude, what are you talking about?
My thoughts exactly. Every time I read a new press release that comes out from anonymous, I'm like, what the fuck is this? Who's writing this shit? Like, do they have is somebody like standing over a 13-year-old girl, being them mercilessly and demanding that they write something political, no matter what it is? And it doesn't have to say anything; just write it.
Yeah. Actually, you know, today I saw one of these kids. I want to say it was AnoniOps. One of the anonymous accounts tweeted one of their flyers they want to do for Op Bart, and I read the content and I was really psyched on the content. I thought the wording was perfect, pitch perfect. I was totally like, right on, yeah, this is perfect. But the way they had the flyer laid out, there's just like, there's the text is like, you know, really tiny, and then you just see this big fat picture of the Guy Fawkes thing superimposed in the middle, and that's like the centerpiece, and it's just like, and everything's like rotating around it. I'm like, dude, why don't you just like pull that out of there, make it smaller, put it out of the way, or so? Why has it got to be in the middle, breaking up all the text? I think that's kind of the problem with the Op Bart thing now, is that it's going to have some sort of stigma on it as being like, ooh, it's all about like anonymous, what's anonymous, blah blah blah, and we're getting and it's diverting from the real issues, which are free speech and the unjust coverage and deaths of the deaths of these particular individuals that were fucking basically cold blooded murdered, almost essentially, and it's a pattern and a problem that has been here for a long time in the Bay Area, and there's a lot of protesters that have been putting in a lot of time and effort trying to raise awareness on this, and you know, I acknowledge the greatness of Anonymous in helping to bring media attention to this, but now the media attention's there, you know, it's time to just focus on the issue and grind on that and not get all mixed up in all this stuff. And you know, I saw some of these kids on this Op Fullerton thing yesterday. I was watching some of the live stream, and these kids are passing out the "What is the plan?" bullshit at a rally for some guy that got killed by the murdered by the cops, you know, allegedly. And I thought that was just kind of like not the right idea. You know, if anything, you should be putting out a statement. You know, if you're going to put your Guy Fawkes thing on some flyer, have it something that's related to the operation, if you will, that it's at. No, you know, don't make it be about the plan, because there's no fucking plan. That's bullshit.
What is the plan?
Exactly. No,
what is the scam?
There's only ops. That's it. There's ops. There's no plan. There's just ops. That's it. And if and anybody tells you something different is making up some their own little bullshit to try to get you to divert attention away from the real issues. Which is
like a plan of an op of so it's like a big plop or what? Just some bullshit.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, dude. What matters is that Bart is or be a bunch of fascist pigs, and we need to do something about it. All
right,
that's it.
Right
that's
on.
The point.
Right.
That's the point. Okay. And if you want to go jerk off to a Guy Fawkes mask on cam with somebody, you could do some sexy fox action. You know,
that's why I call.
There are plenty of tiny chats. I know of quite a few tiny chats out there that are raring to go. I don't have one. This is a radio show. Well, it's a radio internet show. It's audio content, so I can't do any visuals for you. I'm sorry. And unfortunately, all men on the panel, which is appropriate. I'm Vince of the Bay. I'm fucking surrounded by men all the time.
That cost me $45,000 to pull off.
Oh, that's green room material. Off no pro. Let's take on another caller here. 347 caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Who are you and what's on your mind?
Glad to hear. I'm involved in these things, speakers, and I appreciate what you do. I hear my friend Charlie Wong mention me.
Oh yeah, he's Charlie Wong is. He's not here. He was here earlier. But go ahead. Go ahead.
He goes to sleep now. He goes to sleep now. He told me he's mentioned me. So now I'm here.
And now he's gone. That's odd. Anyway, so what else
that
is going
on?
That
was just sketchy shit right there.
That was insightful. I am.
Yes. No,
excited.
I just thought. I know some.
Oh, wait, he's back.
So I like what you say about the pot pig. They murdered it for no reason. And they don't like Parents Anonymous. But you know what? The public don't understand Anonymous. That's why Anonymous is like you. Because you speak about what people do not want to hear. And that makes you important, my friend.
Cool.
Well, yeah.
You see?
So you're saying Vince is a prophet?
Important.
Well, he may be a
lost,
but he's making
gainer.
Some comment. Yeah.
I can't hear you guys. Sorry?
Goofy Bone is drunk. He's talking out of his ass.
Question. Fuck.
When isn't Goofy Bone drunk?
I think that caller's legit. Like it
he
is
legit. Just put a question mark at the end of that breath, and you're good to go, man.
And I want to have OP's baby, dude. You are legit. I'm loving it. I could sit and listen to you for hours.
Oh yeah, Op No Pro is no joke, dude. Op No Pro should have his own fucking.
No,
man.
Vince, I've already done that 42 years, man. No way.
Really?
I'm not going back.
Oh,
it's
where are
over.
The archives, dude? I want to check that shit out.
Oh,
bro.
Several countries. I'll send you stuff. I'll get you the stuff. I'll turn you on to the agency.
Dude,
you'll see what we did.
Pro, I would love you. You're like you remind me of like Bob Chapman. You're just like an old school dog from back in the day. Just has all the war stories stored up, but isn't going to let them out.
Black.
Just gonna let it seep it through his character and not give you
like,
details.
It's kind of like Don Imus. It's like Imus in the morning and, you know, some of the Dr. Demento. It's all mixed together with a bunch of Timothy Leary and a little, you know, Majel Roddenberry. You know, it's just like a little bit of everything.
A little bit of Anonymous, yes.
And,
that's
oh,
right,
yeah,
that's right.
I love Anonymous and... I love Jester. I love it all. I think they're all nuts. Totally nuts.
No, Jester's
you can't
nuts.
Get,
we,
you can't buy this entertainment. You couldn't write a script like Anonymous does. I think it's the most entertaining thing on this earth. To watch the functions and what goes on every day, I mean, shit, you'd normally have to pay $50 an hour if you went out with your girlfriend, maybe $100 an hour. So just do something fun. And do you know how much money I'm saving by just being part of Anonymous? I'm probably saving $15,000 a day? Easily.
I made a little girl for you. Break out your yellow pages and you find the girl. It's cheaper.
Well,
it can remain anonymous, yes.
Interesting concept. I'm still trying to figure out who my kids are. Chill out, man. So,
I'm going to piss myself.
But, no, anonymous, look, all of it, there's a lot of things happening right now. Everybody is, unfortunately, taking sides. The battle lines are drawn. Libya was excellent. I'm glad it is moving towards some kind of solution.
It's not over. It's not
over. Well, I'm not saying it's over. I said moving towards a solution. Please don't misquote me. It's not over. It's far from over. And working with Mo Nabeas, Mo, vote for Mo on CNN. Heroes, we all did a great job with Mo at Al Jazeera. Feb 17, shout out. Absolutely brilliant. That's where we come from and joined Anonymous. A lot of us are in Libya with the doctors and people bringing in supplies. Anons are not all fucked up and crazy guys. They're not all 12-year-old kids in their mother's basement using magnifying glasses to find their dead.
Some are in the attics.
Yeah, they're in the attics. They may be flying kites, but there's a lot of good people on all sides. I'm just tired of everybody arguing about themselves being better. I mean, if we're not all assholes, somebody wake me up. I mean, can you kill me now? Just shoot me.
No, I's asshole. I agree. You know, I's the Uber asshole. Yes.
Absolutely. I mean, come on. We're all so full of ourselves that eventually we're all going to pop.
We's all human.
Yeah.
We's all human.
Well, same way we forgot.
Wait. Isn't that a song? Are we human or are we dancer?
Oh, I hate that song.
No. No. I don't agree with that.
No?
No, we're all human. We're all brothers. We're all sisters. We're all aunts and we're all uncles. We're all human.
And dancers.
We're all here for the same reason.
And dancer.
Yes, we are. One earth. One world. Absolutely.
We have one. Let's make it.
Well, it's been an incredible night. I think what happened in Libya is fascinating. I think it's fantastic.
I still don't know what's going on. I feel like it's just starting in Libya.
Because
think about it. Like, all right, even if this guy Gaddafi really is going to come down, what's going to replace him? Is it going to be the same mess that they have in Iraq? Is it going to be?
We don't know.
It's the American capitalism. It's the, who sells most Coca-Cola.
We don't know.
That's
there have been some
is.
Very effective revolts.
Yeah,
there have been some effective change.
All right, that's it. I'm going to invest in, when the market's open in the morning, I'm investing in Coca-Cola. Thanks for the tip. Appreciate it.
You should. I short Coca-Cola. You may invest.
Oh, you're shorting Coke? You're shorting Coke now? Okay,
no,
I'll short Coke.
No, I buy lots
of
Coke.
Oh, no, you're short on Coke. I'm sorry. You're low on blow. In other words,
yeah,
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
They don't pay dividends.
160
no,
grand.
They pay dividends. It's called,
no, they don't.
It's called dividends.
No, they don't. I know.
Rita, the guys on the radio are out of Coke. Bring it over here. Rita. Yeah.
Please bring cocaine.
That marine is off of Guatemala with the 600 kilo, tons.
Tons.
Kilo, tons. They ripped us off. It was tons. Shit. 600 kilos,
yes,
my
ass. I have submarine.
Yeah, they had a submarine in Guatemala. Didn't you see that? The two busts that took place about 3 weeks ago?
Yep.
Fucking outrageous. 2.3 tons in England was worth $150 million, and 300 million, and 7.8 tons in Guatemala on a submarine that surfaced around 30 coast guards and a whole bunch of other people wearing strange badges.
has shit, I wish I wasn't at the beach.
Seven something tons. Seven fucking $150 million. If you're going to get busted, go to Guatemala. The street diet is a lot less. Incredible.
You guys talk about the price of gold. I talk about the price of the good stuff. Yeah.
The good stuff. The islands are being hit by Hurricane, what, Irene today down in the Virgin Islands? Shout out to St. Thomas. And you're talking about the good stuff? Okay.
Hey.
We like hurricanes on the island because it blows all of the good drugs onto the shore at Megan's Beach. This is what we live for.
I take flight there and I meet you. We have good stuff, yes.
Where are you?
I kid. I know.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not kidding, man. You go down to Megan's Beach sometimes where everybody takes baths when the tourists are gone. You know, like, that's where you do baths on the island. And everybody's down there after 5 o'clock because all the little cheap shits are done looking for their jewelry that they lost in 4 feet of water. And so we take over the water again. And when hurricanes come, everybody's down at the waves looking for drugs, even though everybody grows it anyway. But what a fucking party. You have never seen, until you're at a pre-hurricane party on the islands, you have not partied. My God.
Wow. All right, guys. And I think we have Kishu joining us now, checking in, sloppy drunk from the bars, no doubt. What's going on down there, Kishu?
I'm just chilling. I was wondering if after the show you could come pick me up and take me to Walgreens. Would that be okay?
Kishu, I don't even know you.
See what I got to put up with? What the fuck?
Wrong number.
My co-host. This is supposed to be my co-host.
Wrong number.
Yeah. I'll take you to the gayest Walgreens on the planet. It's
4 hours. Baby. I would walk there, but it's so far. I need you to fucking take me. So,
yeah, you should walk there.
If you
need
line,
it.
Who do we have on the line? Take the BART. I've been walking all over.
I
do not take BART.
There.
BART and you're dead. Thanks for reminding me. Actually, we got to pause in a minute to for our sponsors. But go ahead, Kishu. Sorry.
Who do we have on the line?
Oh, my God. It's fucking I can't even keep up with all these people. I've got a bunch of Anons. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to know the monkeyers or the code words or whatever? The avatars? The monikers. You got Goofy Bone. You got Reefer. You got Kyoto. You got Tyson. You got Op No Pro. Brutus.
Hey, I'm straight up, man.
I give props to all my boys.
347 and 570 and Cosmo Brockington, who's being shy in the corner. Don't feel good.
That motherfucker, I'm going to kick your ass.
But you don't know my moniker.
Yeah, 347. What's your moniker?
What?
Docs 9.
Docs 9?
Docs 9.
It's kind of all hot to say Docs 9.
My God.
Okay.
All right. I only have this English impediment, but I know what I say.
Listen to me. Can you please listen?
Yeah.
Thank you. I was sitting at the bar ordering a drink, and these kids behind me were like, there's this protest going on at the BART station, and it's fucked up what the BART did about turning off cell phone service. So I gave them some flyers, some fucking BART flyers, and the dude was like, that's awesome, blah, 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 I support Anonymous. And I was like, yeah, that's right. And so, like, I gave him some Twitter links and a link to your show. And he's like a college student. He's a really fucking cool kid. He's like, he was like debating me sitting there. Like, it was good time. So I told him to call in, call into the show live. Like, you know, these are the topics that he was discussing with me that he would totally enjoy calling the show. So he might call in later or tomorrow. But I was really refreshing to have somebody that's like not so involved debate with me. You know what I mean? So it was nice. It was really good.
That's excellent.
I love it. I love the reaction I've been getting from the people in the Bay Area, you know, handing out my flyers and just doing my thing and being drunk and crazy. You know, I've been getting good reactions from people. And, you know, I mean, even though, like, coming here is my vacation. Coming here is my, like, fucking obviously been drunk every night, wild in the streets. You know, I go back home and it's mommy time. You know, I have a 2-year-old daughter. Everybody knows that. Like, it's fucking, like, I come on when she's asleep and do the show. And that's it. Besides that, I'm like, I'm not really online, like, ever.
So this has been just like my wild Kishu time, blah, 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 whatever. And it's been really enjoyable. You know, I've had a great time while I've been here, but I would like to see, you know, a lot of people come out tomorrow. I really hope that there's a good turnout. So if anybody wants to
I hope no one act up and make front page.
Anybody that comes tomorrow, and if you come meet me and talk to me, I'll take you and buy you a round of drinks. You know, I've told everybody that all week. Like, find me. I'm fucking like I'm a big bitch with blonde hair and fucking lots of accessories. I don't wear masks. Tomorrow I will probably be sporting a free Sabu shirt because we all love Sabu and we don't know what's going on with him, so we hope that he's not banned, but apparently he might be, so I'm going to fucking rock the free Sabu shirt tomorrow. And I don't know if I'm going to like go have one made. I don't know if I'll be able to have it in time, done in time, so if not, I'll just write it fucking like across my forehead or something. So that's how you'll find me. And, you know, come say hi, come get a drink with me, you know, I mean, I support fucking Operation Bar, like, they cannot fucking censor us, you know, we're gonna fucking show them that what they did was fucking wrong, so, come out, do it up, yeah, anybody that wants to come hang out with me, I'll be at this bar for about another 30 minutes, unless somebody comes, you know, like, I'll stay, but if not, then I'm gonna have obviously them come get me and take me to Walgreens. Hopefully then.
It sounds like there's somebody yelling in the background. Is somebody yelling
wild
at you?
Oh, there's a ton of people here though.
Oh.
Like I
okay.
have this, I have this stalker too. This like spy stalker, like a non kid that's been here like every day, and I keep confronting him. I'm like, I saw your picture. I doxed you, and he's like, it's not me. I'm a spy. I'm like, yes, you are. Fucking. He's like, I don't even know how to turn a computer. I'm like, fuck you. I know who you are. So anyways, like chilling, like follow me around, but whatever, it's cool. It is what it is. Fucking everything. The thing is like, the information that I know is all public information. So, yeah, it's been doxed to hell and back. Like, why? I mean, if you want to follow me, cool, but you're not going to get anything that you can't find on your own. That's the way I look at it, you know? Like.
And she's in the green room, everybody. Okay, we got to take a quick break here, and we're going to hear from our sponsor tonight, Bay Area Rapid Transit. We'll be right back after this, and also a word from the coup.
Get off BART and you're there.
BART, Punta Cador.
BART and you're there.
Agarra el BART y estás ahí.
BART and you're there.
BART and you're there.
BART and you're there.
BART, you're there.
BART and you're there. BART, well, the fight is not. BART and we're there.
Par le pied de BART, on est là-bas.
Hey, BART, you're there.
BART and you are there.
BART and you're there.
That's a good line.
Right over here. To my left hand side. We got Pam, the boss friend. I said Pam, the boss friend. Do it.
Come on.
I'm from the land of free labor, the pain is planted. Black and brown is scrambling over to Canada. Stand around at the back, the damn man is slamming the banana clip. Rat attack, Paris. Stay inside the gram, the stand yard, the camel up. Stand there and slam, grand caliber, not a rap battle. What's the name, caliber? Just the program, I just prepared camera. The ghetto blaster. The ghetto blaster. And she's a ghetto blaster. 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 Suckers and out of puppets, trying to nine grinder with a plethora. Harder than the second intifada. I do see fire water, but I'm like Hiawatha and with slaughter, slaughter, slaughter. Your armada. And from the scholar that I'm a modest scholar. So my squalor, put your collar at your black and white collar. We can't fight up for dollars. Both of the Bush and Obama. I'm not a baller, I'm a brawler. Call the yard, come on. And I'm a ghetto blaster. I'm a ghetto blaster. Y'all a ghetto blaster. We're a ghetto blaster. The show yet.
Hit it.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti i brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisi. Parliamo di rientro a potere insegnare un bel posto.
These top fighters are really something else.
Wallace, victory, friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
Oh, yeah. We're doing this for about another 12 more minutes. And I got a star-studded panel here tonight, kiddos. Goofy Bone is in the building. He got jumped earlier today
No, I didn't. Not today. It was yesterday.
Whatever. He got jumped yesterday. You got jumped, dude. I mean, what do you want? I mean, what the fuck?
Get the day right. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
So where were your homies when you got jumped? Don't you have your crew with you? What the fuck?
I told you I was on a date. Can I go on a date once in a while? Do I have to always be 24/7 bad day?
I go on a date.
Where's the weapon on the stage, you speak of?
Oh, man, they don't. You can't bring weapons in there. Trust me, I've tried.
Oh, my God.
Who's on the toilet right now?
God damn it.
Pretty woman, I bring weapons, okay? You know pretty women bring bad problems. It's okay.
Sorry, Vince.
What the fuck are you? I don't even understand what you're saying.
He says if you have a pretty woman, you should definitely pack some heat. So because you know you're gonna if you're at the fucking Raider game, I mean, God damn it, you're asking for trouble, right?
God.
Yes, you ask for trouble.
Yeah, but what kind of a pussy that needs a weapon when he could fucking fight? You know what I'm saying? I took 4 years.
I get old. No, I make a fight easy. Bring a weapon.
Vince, can you unmute me already?
You've been unmuted the whole time, honey. I don't know what you're talking about.
We're just not paying attention to you.
That's why I mute people, because...
Please play that song, that Chopper in Your Car song for me.
I don't have a Chopper in Your Car song for you, honey. You didn't give it to me. We'll have to play that for you. If that's some of your fruity music, that's for Tuesday. That's Fruity Tuesdays.
Okay, we didn't do Fruity Tuesday last... So at the end of the show, can you at least play one Keisha song, please?
Oh, God. What Keisha song?
They are fucking follow fucking Clara.
Yeah, we'll see about it. Again, Fruity Tuesday is the time for that, okay?
You didn't do Fruity Tuesday. All I'm asking for is one song. Back in the day,
now she gets muted. All right. This is why I created Fruity Tuesday, so she would have one day dedicated to just all her crappy music, so I wouldn't get terrorized like this every night. I could just play my song, because it's all about her songs, right? And that's why I dedicated one whole show, so I would alleviate this. Sorry, go ahead, Doc Klein.
Can you have Bring Weapon Wednesday?
Bring Weapon Wednesday. That could be good. That could be a good one.
Do you
want to co-host with me?
On Wednesday.
All right, bring weapons.
Like a fucking AK-74, and that motherfucker. He got that shit destroyed because he like harassed some bitches and was like a dumbass, and I was so mad because I'm like, I paid for that shit, you know.
If you're shooting an AK-74, you make sure you're pointing that in the right direction. That's a fucking weird weapon.
I may be a white fucking like Russian American bitch, but I don't fuck around.
Well, if you got an AK-74,
you
are fucking around.
AK-74, you cook eggs on barrel, right?
Stop in front of the guy, man.
Away from him. I don't have it. I have a shotgun. I rock a fucking shotgun at home. You know? Like an old school double barrel fucking shotgun. But
take her
like,
drink.
I bought the AK-74 for my ex. And that motherfucker got himself some shit. And he got it away from
me. Your ex has AK-54. Good job.
I was like,
do not
break
it up. Yeah, you're giving him weapon. This is good.
Just like the gun, her ex-boyfriend must be imaginary.
AK-74, my God.
Memorable.
There is no 74.
Hey, you guys didn't even give her a chance to talk about that shotgun. It shoots bubbles and fucking...
I fucking
just some other shit.
I fucking put that double barrel in my fucking pussy like... You know? Anyway...
She puts the double barrel on pussy. I like. Nice.
And I think about my sexy motherfucking boyfriend, fame, whatever he is.
Oh, why don't you blow it away?
Girl, babe.
Come on.
That's the bathroom. That's not ice cube.
Jesus Christ. Who is on the toilet? Do you mind? I'm trying to do a fucking radio program here. All right, that's it.
I'm sorry, man. I had to take a...
Everybody's getting a goddamn timeout. I've had enough of this. I'm getting a goddamn headache here. I'm trying to do a freaking radio show, and it's turned into audio spaghetti. And yeah, all due respect to everybody, but I just can't think right now. So this is what we're going to do. We have about 5 minutes left. I got like 10 callers on the line. I'm just going to go down the board one by one, and we'll just say goodnight. Everybody chime in for one last time, get one final word in, and then we're going to wrap up this taco stand and get out of here. So speaking of tacos, we're going to start off with Goofy Bone. Of course, Goofy got his ass kicked yesterday, and he was bitch slapped in the chat room earlier, so he's pretty much demoralized at this point. But he's still with us. Goofy, any parting thoughts before we get out of here?
Exactly. You know, fuck all you people. Fucking Raiders, motherfuckers. Fuck the 49ers. Stop hating in the Bay. Much love to Vince in the Bay and twitter.com/GoofyBone. Hit me up, bitches. Peace!
There you have it. Goofy Boner. In the building, and let's move on to Reefer. Reefer, any final thoughts before we get out of here?
Pretty cool meeting Op Gogo Banaz, or
it's Op,
can't remember the name.
Op No Pro. Op No Pro.
Yeah, he's pretty legit. That, yeah, and cool. Kishu, I want to know how much that AK-74 is. I would love to buy that.
No, it's gone. That's the thing, is that faggot fucking got it taken away from him. He was a dumbass, and he got it taken away from him. I paid like, I don't know, $600 for the shit. It wasn't that much, but the fact of the matter
is... Where'd you get the AK-74?
In Arizona, Tucson, Arizona.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah, but... piece of shit.
Also, Vince in the Bay.
Glad
that you're gonna... I'm assuming you're gonna affiliate, so I'm... like, really happy about that, and hoping everybody checks that out.
Am I in a gang now?
You're in the Raw News gang.
The Raw News. Oh yeah, totally, man. Hit me up. Let me know when you need some contributions.
Yeah.
I'm happy to oblige, and you're always welcome on the panel here. It's always good to mix it up with you folks.
All right. Yeah. Come follow me on Twitter. I'll send you some. Special secret messages.
What's your Twitter handle again?
Reefer R3APH3R.
Oh yeah, just like you have it in the chat room there, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Perfecto mundo. All right, Kyoto. Final thoughts.
I just want to let Keisha know that I do appreciate the photo of her vagina, and I was able to get hard enough to fap. But I couldn't come, so I guess thanks for that. And I love you, Vince.
I love you too, Kyoto. Thanks for coming through, bro. Who else do we have here? Tyson. Tyson, your final thoughts here.
It's got to be quick because I got to take another piss. But anyway, I just only wanted to know why Kishu needed to make it to Walgreens. Was it for a pregnancy test or to get beer?
Neither. It's to get food. OpNoPro, your final thoughts.
Mm-hmm. My final thoughts is if I could live in any country in cyberspace, it's going to have the country code 404.
Fuck yeah, I love it. Docs9, your final words, please. Docs9, do we lose you? Oh, man, is he there? Docs9, going once, going twice.
Dark Spawn.
Oh, there he is.
Is it Dark Spawn 347?
347. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah, your final thought.
I'd like to say to Sabu, I said you're on. I said they could catch up with you, but please phone home.
Holy shit. All right. Whatever, dude. Kishu, this is it. Your final thoughts. What do you got?
Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/KISHUZYKOVA, Kishu Zykova on Twitter. I'm outside your window, baby. I really am.
My God.
But,
She's a fed, by the way. She's on it.
I'm not a fed. I am fucking to the... Will you stop that shit? I know you're trying to protect me, but I want to fucking live in a dangerous world. I want to fuck these fucking criminals, okay? God damn it. anyway, I love you all. I love my baby boy, knows who he is the most. And that's all. That's all I have to say. Good night, friends. And click on Walgreens. I really need a fucking Gatorade. Thank you very much.
All right. You got it. All right. Thanks for coming out, everybody. That's Kishu Zykova, my co-host. And, yeah, that about wraps it up. Thanks for coming out, everybody. Good times around once again. Looks like this show has devolved into a show by criminals, for criminals, and about criminals. So I apologize if we've offended anybody with any of the content or subject matter. All whatever opinions are not those of, you know what I'm talking about. It's Vince of the Bay. I'm just kicking it freestyle off the top of the dome. It's good times, everybody. Hang in there. More good times are to come. The summer of lulls may be over, but an autumn wind is now upon us. So let's make the most of it, shall we? And shouts out to everybody in the chat room. Anonymous Zeek, Ariana Miss, Artie's World, Bob Bobbington, Cyber War News, Frank Rizzo, George Orwell, Ghost Pickles, Join Anonymous One, Kishu, Motormouth News, Old Brutus, Prison Reform Movement, Reefer, the Arachnid, Tyson Milt, Mibbert, and Wendigo. Good times, everybody. That was a good show. I appreciate the love, everybody. And yeah, that's gonna do it here. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And we're gonna close it out here with, you know, let's just do it one more time. Just for old time's sake. What do you say we take one last jump aboard the Lulz boat and sail off into the distance and on to Operation BART, everybody. Operation BART Part 2 coming tomorrow. We'll see you there, and maybe I'll do a show sometime thereafter. Good night. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, yeah. Sayonara. Good night. Peace out, bitches. Lulz, exciting and new, come aboard, we're expecting you, and Lulz, life's sweetest reward, let it flow. It flows back to you. Lulz boat.
It's so shocking and new. It's the Lulz boat.
Promise is laughing for everyone. Nya 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 nya. And Lulz won't hurt anymore. It's an open smile on a friendly shore. It's Lulz. Welcome aboard. It's Lulz.
Thank you very nice.